you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, and hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from James chapter 4, verse 8. Come near to God, and he'll come near to you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. It's the Prime Life Times in Review, Marianne.
Hi there, Mark.
Hey, Marianne. And we have a special guest in the studio. We'll more formally introduce her in just a minute. But it's Jan Matthew from the Forsyth area. And we appreciate her driving in today to be a part of the Prime Life Times in Review. In fact, she's going to be reading her story, her submission, titled What the Disease Didn't Steal. And in fact, I've already told her that we need to have her back for a future Testimony Tuesday to talk about her book, Surrounded by Love, My Family's Journey Through ALS. But we'll introduce Jan in just a minute. But I want to point out, Marianne, it's nice to be here in this studio at Marketplace Mall, because on Monday I was in Springfield and I had Donna Leland and Joyce Minky, a part of Girl Power. So if you missed that program, I titled it Girl Power because both of them are very capable, sharp, gifted women that I so appreciate working with, and both a part of the ministry. And we formally announced Joyce Minky as our new station manager at 79 years young. She's
nice,
taken the reins.
Nice.
We're working on a newsletter to send out in the coming days. So I was in Springfield on Monday, and then Tuesday from my home studio, I had the Dr. Hendricks, Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Christine Hendricks, talking about a very special program that they're launching to help graduating high school seniors in making like this gap year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a special program to disciple and train and equip them for the future.
That's great.
And so that was a great program. Both are archived at greatnewsradio.org and WLUJ.org. But I invite you to tune in if you missed the Monday or Tuesday program. And today we're here at the Champagne Studios.
You're just all over.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of fun having all those different studios, so I get
to
meet
to
a
back.
Lot of different people. Yeah, it's nice to be here. In fact, we didn't have singing men on Monday night. 12 or 13 of the guys went to Elkhart, Indiana,
right,
and represented the singing men and put on a concert with three other choirs. Well, one of the guys apparently had COVID or tested positive, and because he was with some of the other guys, we felt it was best not to have rehearsal on Monday night, but I still had some of the leftover Butch's World Famous Italian Beef.
Yeah, there's been a lot of fighting over Butch's beef.
Yeah, so we had it here, and so some of the singing men still came out.
Oh, just I sent to get that. Email. Oh, that's so funny.
And we had some Portillo's cake left over, so.
Oh, that's so funny.
Anyway, so that was Monday night. Here we are. It's Wednesday. It's the Prime Life Times in Review. And how about formally introduce our new friend, Jan Matthew. She lives, as mentioned, in around the Decatur area. A gifted author. But before you formally introduce her, I just want to say it's been fun getting to story tell and share and hear about your expansive background in writing and editing and the various things that God is you doing along with this book, Surrounded by Love, My Family's Journey Through ALS. And I was telling you, I'm a slow reader, but for about three straight months, three or five pages every night, and I thoroughly enjoyed it and want to have you back just to talk about this book. But it kind of springboards into today's reading in the Prime Life Times because it was derived somewhat from this book, from your experience, you and your two sisters and your mother, as your dad fought valiantly through his ALS and how you've written about it. And it's just a heartfelt story. And I love how you and your father, it's a combination of your thoughts and some of his writings and how it goes back and forth. And you tell a really great narrative, and it's very descriptive, and I think highlights your gift in writing. But anyways, Marianne, who do we have in the studio with us
today?
We
have Jan Matthew, and I'm just going to read from the back of the book. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. Jan Schmitz Matthew is an award-winning writer and editor.
Woo-hoo.
Whoa. Whose journalism career includes positions with newspapers, public relation firms, magazines, and publishing companies. Way to go, Jan. Hmm. As an independent freelancer, she co-authored books about the cities of Lafayette, Indiana, and Decatur, Illinois. particularly gratifying, are opportunities to communicate and share personal life experiences. Her essays have been published in several anthologies and most recently by the ALS Association.
And most recently in the beloved Prime
yes.
Life Times publication. I mean, you haven't made it till you've been published in the Prime Life Times.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
That's what I've been told.
That's what you've been told just now.
Yep.
Oh. Would you be willing to just read the article now? I think
Absolutely.
That's a perfect time. Is that good, Mark?
Yeah. So pull out your May edition, and we're looking at A10. We have a number of subscribers, so they have their papers at home. And
yeah.
with the 400 area locations where they can pick it up free of charge, I'm sure others can turn to it. They know on Wednesday we usually read an article or two, and today it's titled, What the Disease Didn't Steal, by Jan Matthew.
All right.
Thank you very much. What the Disease Didn't Steal. I met with Dr. Paula today, and after doing further nerve and muscle tests on my arms and legs, she concluded that ALS is the only remaining explanation. That's a bummer, but it doesn't surprise me. I reached that conclusion on my own a couple of months ago. There will be bumps ahead, but Mom and I can handle them, as you know. Dad sent me this email message on Monday, March 11th, 2013, the day he was officially diagnosed with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. While I couldn't stem my tears that afternoon, I also remember managing a small, sad smile. How like my dad to use euphemisms such as bummer to describe a disease that is 100% fatal. And, in true character, to also reassure me that he and Mom could handle any bumps. Their navigation was mercifully brief. Dad died exactly 7 months after his diagnosis, at age 78. He was blessed to die peacefully at home, surrounded by his family.
And I'm going to jump here, Jan, because I want to highlight, if we have you back maybe next Tuesday or one of the upcoming weeks, to in advance maybe purchase a copy of your book, Surrounded by Love, My Family's Journey Through ALS, because I think this story raises awareness, and we were very pleased to have you submit it and
yes, we were.
Help
Thank
educate
you.
Our listeners in ALS and the process of going through this with loved ones or being compassionate and understanding of those neighbors or people that they know going through it, but I love your book so much. I know I'm already sidetracking things, Marianne, but how can somebody purchase this book, Surrounded by Love? Where can they pick it up or find it?
It is available through Amazon.
Okay.
It is also available through my publisher's website, Corby Books, and I'm pleased to say that it's also in several area libraries, including the Champaign Public Library, so it can be checked out or purchased, and I know we may cover this at a future point, but any proceeds, any royalties that I receive through book sales, I donate to families in need in Central Illinois and throughout Illinois. So it's never been about the volume of royalties or sales for me. It's more about what I can do through that.
Yeah,
raise
awareness and encourage people. And tell the love story, because you and your sisters and Mom loved your dad very much.
Yes.
And he's not defined by ALS. He's defined by all the other different things and his charitable heart and his love for people and his passionate for detail. And working, raising up his three daughters. But CorbyBooks.com, CorbyBooks.com, or as mentioned, look for it online, Surrounded by Love, My Family's Journey Through ALS. Okay, back to the article, What the Disease Didn't Steal, by Jan Matthew.
Okay. ALS is a disease that relentlessly and systematically robs its victims of speech, swallowing, movement, and ultimately of breath. In cruel irony, ALS does not steal the mind. As I journeyed with Dad through his progressive weaknesses and struggles, I sometimes felt robbed, too. ALS denied me the sound of Dad's gentle voice, his laugh and corny jokes, his hugs. But this disease never stole God's gifts to my dad: intelligence, courage, optimism, and inexhaustible spirit. And ALS never stole my faith. Instead, conviction was fortified through the actions of every home health care angel that cared for my dad. Angie, a sweet, gentle soul who came for at least an hour every morning and evening to help transfer Dad to and from bed. She always stayed to scratch Mr. Rogers' perpetually itchy back for as long as he wanted. Bridget, the nurse who fielded my dad's toughest questions with honesty, compassion, and reassurance. No, he would not choke as he drew his last breaths. Yes, he could request only comfort care, and his wishes would be honored.
And I love how both of them and other stories are expanded in your book and talked about and shared, and it's a great read.
Thank you. Caregivers were angels in many senses. In faith, my mom, sisters, and I turned to God and received the energy and fortitude to help care for Dad in ways we never dreamt possible. Some nights, Dad would wake more than a dozen times, whispering for Mom to please move his arm or his hand just a few inches. Mom also mastered more Herculean tasks, navigating his motorized wheelchair, operating a Hoyer lift, driving an oversized handicapped accessible van. Running was among Dad's passions, and I always loved jogging by his side, happy to simply match his pace and distance. Over our many miles together, I never could have imagined that someday I would feed Dad spoonsful of cereal, place his hand on the throttle of his wheelchair, hold a water bottle to his mouth, or even scratch his nose. God gave me the grace to unflinchingly perform these small acts of caretaking, and God gave Dad the humility to accept them. Measured in a physical sense and relative to the colossus that is ALS, my acts of care and comfort were indeed minuscule. Stepping into Dad's journey in small ways, however, encouraged me to volunteer with the Care Connection Network, which links me to families in my area affected by ALS. I meet courageous men and women as they navigate the course of this disease. Sometimes I help with small household chores. Often I simply sit and keep company. I always feel I gain much more than I give. There's a slice of my life that will always echo with Dad's bummer. And I know that bumps lie ahead, too. But I'm assured, thanks to Dad's example and God's grace, that I can handle them.
Thank you, Jan. That's a beautiful article, and it's a beautiful story, and it's very touching.
Thank you.
And this is the byline after her article. Copyright Jan Schmitz, used by permission. Author Jan Schmitz Matthews' memoir, Surrounded by Love, My Family's Journey Through ALS, written in honor of her father, Roger Schmitz, was published by Corby Books in October 2020. Her book is available through Amazon and CorbyBooks.com. Jan donates all shares of her proceeds to area ALS families in need.
You know, Mary Ann, we began the program with that verse out of James chapter 4:4-8. Some versions say, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you, or come near to God and he'll come near to you. And that just seems to echo throughout this. Here, these angels, these caregivers, these family members, they surrounded their dad who they loved, who modeled Christ and was a faithful man, a hardworking man, a well-educated man, did many things and accomplished many things. And yet, you, Jan, it probably is a little hard, and I was getting a little bit choked up. I didn't want to even look at Mary Ann.
Yeah, I saw you were.
But this is a powerful article, and I'm sure there's listeners that have gone through ALS or are dealing with it now or will deal with it someday. And so you're inspired to help those, to assist in various ways, and to raise the awareness or educate people. So maybe talk a little more about ALS and how you saw the triumphs and yet some of the setbacks, the reality that it is terminal. There's a defined amount of time that anyone who has it has to live.
That's correct. And ALS is also very rare. So families that have dealt with ALS often need the support of others simply because there's a lot that isn't understood about it unless you've navigated that journey. And I learned a lot both by watching my dad and also just learning about the disease itself. And essentially, in layman's terms, it shuts down all communication from the brain to every voluntary muscle. So in other words, you know, you can't move your arms, you can't move your legs. It can present several different ways. In my dad's case, he was a runner, decades-long runner, and he first noticed that when he would run, one of his right foot would just kind of drag. They call it drop foot. And he picked up on that right away because he was so familiar with his pace, with his running. So it can present arms or legs. Sometimes it presents first with your breathing and your swallowing. But it just the disease systematically shuts things down. And that's very hard to wrap your mind around, and it's very hard to witness. And at this point in time, there is no treatment, no cure. The mm-hmm. best you can do is adapt in terms of the wheelchairs, the Hoyer lifts, anything you need to do to continue to function.
And so much of that is talked about or written about in your book, Surrounded mm-hmm. by Love, My Family's Journey Through ALS.
So, Jan, in your article, you mentioned you're volunteering with a Care Connection Network. Is that something that's just for ALS, or is that for other situations?
That is specifically for caregivers who are dealing with loved one who has ALS.
Okay.
Since the time that I wrote this article, I've expanded some of my volunteer commitments mm-hmm. To work more directly with caregivers, to present it at their meetings. But it was just a way for me personally to speak. I mean, I speak the language. Mm-hmm. When I spend time with caregivers, I know exactly. Well, not exactly, but I have a very good sense of what they're going through, what they need.
Well, I just think it's a great way that you felt led to give back what the caregivers had given to your dad. I'm very touched by that.
Well, I think there's probably some healing in that, in the fact that you can help others jump hurdles or understand things that, you know, you learned along the way. And it's like anyone that's gone through something, it's like they can assist and be aware that this is going to happen, and you'll have to be aware that this might be the next step and so forth. And that can be a real comfort. Is there a phone number or way for somebody to maybe contact you if they had questions, or this Care Connection?
Care Connection, I'm not certain how they would be reached. I am happy to share my email address if anyone wants to contact me directly. I would also suggest, in terms of learning more about the disease and what other services are available, to contact the Champaign area is covered by the Chicago ALS Regional Office.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wealth of support and mm-hmm. resources.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. My email address is Jan@Matthew@comcast.net.
And in case you're just tuning in or you're on your way to work and couldn't write that down, you can call the station and Karen can give you that, Jan.Matthew@comcast.net.
And if there are any Facebook people listening, I also have an author page on Facebook. Mm. They can just search by my name, Jan Matthew.
And that's Matthew.
Correct.
On Facebook. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Jan. And as mentioned, I want to have you back to talk about this book, Surrounded by Love, My Family's Journey Through ALS. I would encourage you to read it. It's uplifting, and yet it's powerful. There's points that are sad, and yet there's victory, because it doesn't just account for Roger's ALS. It's his life story, and it's seen through your and your sister's eyes and your mom's eyes. And it's an interesting story. Parts of it are very fun and laughter-filled. Parts are sad, but yet there was hope throughout it all, and how God took you through it. So I highly recommend it, Surrounded by Love, My Family's Journey Through ALS. Oh, it's kind of hard, Marianne. How do you make a transition into listener letters as we do that on Wednesday?
I'm not sure. This is the last Prime Lifetimes in Review of May, Mark.
Yeah, our June edition will be coming out soon, and we'll be distributing that throughout the area. And I think I mentioned we have a few new locations in Taylorville and some other places in Springfield. So I'm excited that we continue to expand. And it's because of listeners, people that write in, and we have some listener letters. So we're going to allow you, Jan, to read the first listener letter. I know this is like, I thought I was here to read my story. Yep, and listener letters too.
Okay, so here we go. I have a message, a note from Nellie in Decatur.
Hey, Nellie.
And she starts off by saying, God is good.
Amen.
Thank you for your programs and all you do. Several times this last week, I had answers over the radio that I had been searching and asking the Lord about. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Thank you. I also saw a rainbow this week.
Oh, very nice. That. Very nice.
And you know that rainbow is a promise from God.
Yes,
it's
it is.
In the Bible. It's kind of amazing.
I love the rainbow. This is to Mark and staff at Great News Media from Sharon Danville. Hi, Sharon. Spring is here. Yes, it is. Praise the Lord. Grateful for you all. Keep up the great outreach that's so needed. Thank you for your prayers. And she's praying over us, too. I love it.
We'll accept that. Here's a nice card. Look at all these flowers in the front. You can maybe identify them.
I love that.
I just know they're colorful, red and white. I think I can identify those as tulips, right?
Tulips and geraniums and
geraniums.
Other things there.
Yeah, that kind of seems almost like an onion or something that's growing out.
It's not, but that's okay.
Well, I know Holly does a lot of onions. I think there's certain critters that don't like onions.
Yes, so that's right. Onions and garlic.
Things, mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it's garlic.
Well, this comes, I think.
Yeah, this comes from Carol from Milford. And look at, she has all these things, how to display the United States flag in light of Memorial Day and upcoming events. And then there's a VFW, some of their mission. It's kind of a bookmark. And then she has some jokes that I may have a moment or two to be able to read. And she writes, "Dear Great News Media, my donation this month is in honor of my dad, a dear friend in the veteran hospital at 98, and all others who dedicated their lives to serve our country." Very timely with Memorial Day around the corner. Also to the families that follow, sometimes living with less. Unfortunately, my dad passed at 68. I honor him every Memorial Day. God bless America. Big heart there. And God bless Great News Media for spreading the gospel. Another heart there. And then thank you, Carol, and another heart with a plus. She's a sweetie. We appreciate her so much. And she has a little insert here called The Funny Corner. "The biggest test of my patience throughout the pandemic has been opening a plastic produce bag without licking my finger." Jeez.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. She goes, "Pretty wild how we used to eat cake after someone had blown on it."
Oh, gosh.
Think about that. Good times.
That's funny.
"Feel uncomfortable driving into the cemetery? The GPS blurted out, 'You have reached your final destination.'"
Oh, gosh.
"Yeah. 500 shopping carts in the grocery store, and I keep picking the one with the weird front wheel that sounds like a dying pig."
I do that sometimes, too. Mm-hmm. And thank you. Those might go in the paper. For those laughing matters.
That's that Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
Okay, and then finally, "When you're at the checkout line and they ask if you found everything, say, 'Why? Are you hiding stuff?'"
I like that.
Hey, thank you, Carol, and appreciate all of our listeners and getting mail. You can write to us at P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, or our Springfield location, WLUJ 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. Okay, it looks like we have time for one or two more.
Okay, I have a short note from Marvin in Mansfield.
Hey, Marvin.
"Pray for farmers trying to get crops planted in spite of the weather." Thank you. Although the weather's been okay today.
Yeah, and we've had that yesterday. For a few weeks, so they probably have finished the planting, and now the fields are pretty much dry, and now they just need to start growing, and it'll be exciting fall for all the farmers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, this is from Mr. and Mrs. Donald in Danville, and it just says, "Bless this ministry." And I guess this is our last program before Memorial Day, isn't it, Mark?
Yep.
Okay, I have to say one very short, meaningful thing to me. Kathleen Jennings wrote for this paper for years, and many of her articles were about wars and soldiers, and she encouraged me to learn more about Memorial Day than any other single person ever has, and I always want to say thank you for that, Kathleen. I know she's passed on now, but hopefully at least John can hear that. It really was life-changing.
Nice.
Yeah, in light of that, with Memorial Day coming up in a few days, this coming Monday, we'll have special music, and we want to honor, you know, all of our veterans and those that have lost loved ones, those that continue to serve our country. We appreciate the men and women in the armed forces and all the various sacrifices they make on behalf of our freedom. So if you see a veteran or you know a family member that has lost one in prior wars or skirmishes, honor them, give them a gift card, take them out, do some chores in their yard or help rake or do something to honor and help them and assist them. We're forever indebted for the price that many of them have paid on our behalf. So we appreciate all of our veterans, and we want to celebrate, if we can, in the best ways by honoring people on this Memorial Day. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Jan Matthew with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.